I want to say again, why don't these people, they so professional in this world, and they so right, they know it all, they got it all together, they don't need God. And they want to get the truth out. Hello? Why don't they read that on CNN, CBS, NBC? Why don't they read it? You know why? Their minds have been captured by Satan. And all in their mind, their makeup, their character and makeup is ungodly, ungodly, ungodly. And they think the more ungodly become, the more they should tell it. And as a result, people have suffered tremendously. Christians that ought to be an example, because this, many of us have turned down God and we want to shake our... And we don't have time for the Bible because I got... But will you tell me what you're going to do when you're burning with sickness and disease and pain and suffering of AIDS, syphilis, and all kind of disease because, and you know, AIDS came from a homosexual lifestyle. Why don't they tell that? It's been proven. These diseases that we're seeing today, the more wicked man become, the more disease we see. Now, turn to me with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. We're coming there. Got to get it in. If I don't get to say all. I got to get these scriptures in. Go ahead and read it. Go ahead and put 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. And this is in the New Living as well. Listen to this closely. I want y'all to listen. Because see, most people act like this is not in the Bible. Are you ready? All right. Y'all ready? Yeah, they got it.
I can hardly believe the report about the sexual immorality going on among you, something that even the pagans don't do. I am told that a man in your church is living in sin with his stepmother.
Oh, right there. Paul was writing this letter to the Corinthians. Now think about it now. Here's a man living in sin with his daddy's wife, his stepmother. How wicked can you get? And they bragging on him. Go and read it. I'll tell you when to stop.
You are so proud of yourself.
Whoa. This kind of wicked filth going on and you so proud of yourself. He give good money. He dressed real good, y'all. Matter of fact, he looked better with her than did with his old papa. Go ahead.
You're so proud of yourselves, but you should be mourning in sorrow and shame. You should remove this man from your fellowship. Even though I'm not with you in person, I am with you in the spirit. And as though I were there, I have already passed judgment on this man. I have already passed judgment on this man in the name of the Lord Jesus. You must call a meeting of the church. I will be present with you in the spirit, and so will the power of the Lord Jesus. Then you must throw this man out and hand him over to Satan so that his sinful nature will be destroyed and he himself will be saved on the day the Lord returns.
Hold right there. Now we can see why the power of God don't move like it should. You don't blame the preacher. You don't blame somebody else. Sometimes the preacher fault. I agree. But listen to this. When we will allow this kind of stuff going on, how much do you think God going to sanction that with his power and heal and flow and the gifts of the Spirit going to operate and all this garbage going on? You won't even allow that. Would you allow a pig to come up in your house and you build a mud hole inside of your house for him to slop around in? Would you? What make you think God going to have that? He just let you have your mud hole in the pig. He said, when something like this go on, no, you don't want to offend nobody. No, we can get his butt out of here. Because he's old enough in the Lord, he's been around long enough to know that's wrong. Come on, y'all. We got it. I mean, this thing, we got to get ourselves together here. He's been in church long enough, he's been saved long enough to know that this is wrong. And we're not going to let your wicked flesh and your wicked deeds and the wicked stuff you're doing stay here and infiltrate through this church and mess up a whole bunch of other people. We're going to get yourself out of here. That's what they're going to say in a minute. That's what we've done. We know people's in sin. I ain't going to say nothing to the pastor because I don't want to tell them about it. You know why? Because you kind of want to get into yourself. You tell everything else. And when it's told, it needs to be dealt with. Go on.
Ooh, yes. Your boasting about this is terrible. Don't you realize that this is sin? That this sin is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough. Get rid of the old yeast by removing this wicked person from among you. Then you will be like a fresh batch of dough made without yeast, which is what you really are. Christ, the Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the festival not with old bread of wickedness and evil, but with the new bread of sincerity and truth. When I wrote to you before, I told you not to associate with people who indulge in sexual sin. But I wasn't talking about unbelievers who indulge in sexual sin, or a greedy or a cheat people, or greedy or cheat people, or worship idols. You would have to leave the world to avoid people like that. I meant that you are not to associate with anyone who claims to be a believer yet indulges in sexual sin, or is greedy, or worships idols, or is abusive, or is a drunkard, or cheats people. Don't even eat with such people. It isn't my responsibility to judge outsiders, but it certainly is your responsibility to judge those inside the church who are sinning. God will judge those on the outside, but as the scripture says, you must remove the evil person from among you.
Did y'all hear that? Do we need to read it again? Can't y'all see what's been happening in church? Why you don't see the power of God move and you got all this stuff going on? And you got to admit, you don't hear nobody preaching about this. Because we want everybody they might leave with their money. You better get to hopping. If you think that's why I'm preaching for money, because God supplied my need and he'll bring it. And don't you know you can be replaced? You ever thought about that? And because of that, a lot of people have been ruined and destroyed, young lives, because that stuff allowed. If you put yeast in a batch of dough, it's not just going to stay in that little spot.